The production of Shakespeare in Love, which is a Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, through May 12th, is a pleasing production. It has a delightful story that is well acted and impressively directed. It's almost impossible to leave the production and not feel better than when you walked in. The play is a faithful adaptation of the 1998 film written by Tom Stoppard and Mark Norman. Perhaps because Stoppard is a theater god who has written some of the smartest plays over the past 50 years, the material has both humor and intelligence. For those not familiar with the film, a young William Shakespeare is having a writer's block. His newest play, Romeo and Ethel the Pirate's Daughter, is not going well. After he discovers the male actor who is playing Ethel is actually a female, which breaks the rule that no females are allowed on stage, both his love life and his creativity take a turn for the positive. As Shakespeare's affection for Viola deepens, the love between a poor poet and a wealthy woman grows, and she becomes his muse. Their life experiences, including a late night spent wooing on a balcony, find their way into Will's play, now called Romeo and Juliet. It's charming fun for anyone who has the slightest knowledge of Shakespeare's writing, an enjoyable story for anyone who has never even heard of him, but who loves a romance. Indeed, it's a love story between Will and Viola that drives the play and wins the heart of the audience. Christian Ryan is an awkward Shakespeare. He's self-assured about his status as a gifted writer, but uncertain as a romantic figure. Ryan grows Will throughout the play, both as a man and a writer. As Viola, Jenny Strasberg is a sincere woman who knows what she wants and is a strong enough person to break tradition to achieve her desires. Yet she knows the society in which she lives, which makes her a realist. It's understandable why the woman could be an inspiration for two of Shakespeare's most memorable women. The two are surrounded by a herd of 22 supporting actors. To everyone's credit, each performer is excellent and immediately is established as a character with an identifying trait and personality. But except for a handful, few add to the story. Most work can be categorized as cameo appearances. Indeed, if it were not for the staging mastery of director Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, the large cast might seem clumsy. Instead, they form lovely stage pictures and move unobtrusively on, off, and about the stage. As written, they are unnecessary. But at Cap Rep, thanks to Mancinelli Cahill, they rarely seem extraneous. Actually, they're even useful, as they move scenery quickly and efficiently, helping the flow of the scenes. The early scenes are many and choppy, but rarely do they interfere with the pace of the play. Once the play finds its footing, it moves along, at least until the final scenes, where it drags, as we get to see the death scenes of Romeo and Juliet. Though many supporting roles are merely background or exist for color, a few make happy contributions. Making a vivid impression is David Kenner as Lord Wessex, the villain of the piece. Also very good are Laurie O'Brien as Queen Elizabeth I, Kevin Craig West as the confident kid Christopher Marlowe, John Romeo as the comical producer Fenniman, and David Gerard as the boastful actor Richard Burbridge. Adding to the magic of the work is music composed by Patty Kneen and performed on stage by musicians and sung by members of the cast. The open set by Lawrence F. Moten III is ideal for the action, and costumed by Evan Prisant are innovative without being distracting. Joseph Travers' fight direction adds excitement to the proceedings. Shakespeare in Love is fun and continues through May 12th at Capitol Repertory Theater, downtown Albany. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-445-7469 or go to capitalrep.com. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.